Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From the Race Across America Finish Hotel, Best Western in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to Ram Radio, and we are on the phone with Laurel Darren, who's just through the Chillicothe Time Station in the RV out in Ohio. Lauren, how'd the night go?
Well, the ride with Marco last night was spooky. I always think that section from Oxford, Ohio into Blanchester is kind of spooky because it's that real tight road and there was fog on the road, but Marco was very strong. We did have to put him down twice for two 10-minute sleep breaks just to kind of give him a little bit of a power nap to keep him alert. Some of these sections, as you know, there's been a lot of reroutes due to rain and flooding, and so it kind of makes some of the routes a little longer, so to speak. So, but he looks amazing. We just saw him here in Chillicothe, and it looks like he's never even rode more than 5 miles.
Now, tell us about the power naps and the sleep strategy. Why not one 30-minute sleep rather than a couple of 10s?
Well, we've been using the 90-minute sleep for sure. Every morning, he goes down for an hour and a half for sure at the same time. And then as he's gotten farther into the race, we've noticed he needs some power naps, so to speak. So we typically give him 10 minutes. And you know, the thing is, Marco knows himself so well that when he says to the crew, I need to take a sleep break, we give it to him versus try to push on, because Marco is, he's done this so many times. So it's more like a trust thing with him. So he hasn't been doing many, many 10-minute breaks until later in the race.
So how has this changed from races past? Again, we were talking last night about how consistent Marco is this year. What are some of the changes, and is there a change in the sleep protocol?
You know, you would have to talk to us on our crew that's crewed for Marco in the past to get the honest answer on that. But I do know in the beginning, you know, Marco goes quite a while. His first sleep break wasn't until around Tuba City, Arizona. And so he really has worked on that over the years. But I've never crewed for Marco in the past, so I can't give you the straight answer on that one, George.
Wow, he went all the way to Tuba City before taking a sleep break. When did you join the crew? It was in Arizona, wasn't it?
Yes, I jumped on at Time Station 6 this year, and this is why Marco's so amazing. I started my own business 3 years ago, and it took off like wildfire, and I just couldn't be at the start, and so he's just fantastic. We've had a few crew people jump in and out, like I said, logistically because of other obligations, and that's just another amazing quality about Marco is, you know, people have lives and things they have to do, and as long as you get here and make sure he's safe and get him across the U.S., it's all good.
You know, but that also says a lot about the amazingness of your crew, because you're the ones that are really interacting together, and a lot of times it doesn't work well to have people coming in and out.
We have had, honestly, we have had no issues. You hear of horror stories of crew not getting along and people upset. And of course, you have all these people who are here that have all kinds of ways to make decisions. But at the end of the day, all of us have gotten along extremely well. We all know what our role is. We all know what we need to do. And at the end of the day, it's all about Marco.
Now you're in the RV, obviously taking a bit of a break. What's the team's goal for when you come back out tonight? Where are you hoping to be?
Well, I will actually come on midday, and I'll be on the midday shift. But, you know, we're just going to be pushing forward. Right now, it's just let's make sure he gets to each time station safe, fueled, happy, and smiling. And as we kind of touched on yesterday, you know, this side of the Mississippi, George, everybody is so kind. There's tons of people on the route cheering him on. And so we're using a lot of the energy that comes from the Ram family and just one time station at a time, clicking them off.
We will try to shoo the gray clouds away here in Annapolis and have some sunny skies when you arrive.
Yes, well, we appreciate the sunny energy. And thank you so much, George, for thinking of us and letting us talk to you.
Thanks, Laurel. Checking in from Marco Ballo's crew outside of Chillicothe, Ohio. From the Race Across America Finish Hotel in Annapolis, Maryland, I'm George Thomas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.